What is he preaching? He's preaching repentance. You see, salvation has, it has not ever changed. You know, it's been the same. Did you know it is we're saved by grace through faith? But you see, it is not, you see, repentance is that part, you see, that is vital and important, you see, that God calls us, He shows us and He reveals to us our sins, and He gives us hearts and desires that we want to say, you see, we want to be done with. Repentance is not just a momentary sorrow that sheds a few tears, but you see, there's a godly sorrow which needed not to be sorrowed of and repented of. You see, we turn from sin, and it is that which we pursue, and we want to be done and become like the Lord Jesus. Amen. Beloved people, I stand before you, and I'm humbled by the fact of this text, and at the same time with fear and trembling, I'm wondering, how honest are we in our day with our society where we live with our family members? John is saying, he's calling them to repentance, you see. And why? Because he's saying there is judgment, as you see, right around the corner. And you see, repentance, you see, is a real and a radical thing. It means, listen to me, when we say repentance, we mean by that, it is a radical change of heart and life. John is saying, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Now folks, that doesn't mean that we're saved by works. But he's saying that when real repentance is taking place, the fruit is going to be evident. And that it's going to be evident how we live and respond toward God and toward our neighbors. That's exactly what that means. It's not just a momentary thing of, well, I'm sorry. Y'all know what it means to have children and when your children are disciplined. I remember our children when they were disciplined. And my wife, she's been a real trooper in that over the years. And there are some of the family members that have no likings for her at all. You want me to tell you why? Because she spoke the truth all of her life. And then when it has come to the fact of disciplining your children, that I remember that, you see, our children, when they would get in trouble, and then we would deal with them, and then they would say, I'm sorry. Or there were some times where I've said that I'm sorry over an attitude that I displayed, and she would come right back and say, you're not sorry. And meaning by that, you see, true sorrow is communicated in the fruits of repentance, that it is seen that there's been a real change of heart and attitude. It's a radical change. Folks, we're not preaching that in our day. It's not being proclaimed in our day. We simply say, Jesus loves you. He wants you to be saved. Call upon Him. Make a decision for Christ. Embrace Him and believe on Him. And we never really deal with this thing. The problem, you see, that we have in the human heart. The axe needs to be laid to our hearts. There needs to be, that tree needs to be killed, you see. We need to come alive and be alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. New creatures, a new creation. Travis, I tell you, whatever we do in our evangelism, we don't want to pass out band-aids with happy faces on it. Let me tell you what we need to do. We need to be honest with people where they are. And you see, that's what John was doing. I mean, when I think about it, that he's preaching repentance. You see, John the Baptist preached it. The Lord Jesus preached it. The apostle preached it. The church, you see, throughout the ages preached it. And you see, we must preach it in our day. There must be a sorrow for sin and a turning from sin. There must be a repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.